Jonathan Whittle on the line from Medicine Sans Frontières in Tripoli. He's the head of mission there. Jonathan, the impression we get here is that Tripoli has been a bit quieter today. How it seems to you?
The situation in Tripoli is changing so quickly from day to day. Today is certainly relatively speaking quieter, but there's certainly still clashes happening in parts of the city. This is something ongoing. The security situation is very fluid, and it's very quickly changing.
I believe you evacuated some patients who were stranded in an abandoned hospital. Was that yesterday? Could you tell me about that?
Yes, absolutely. One of the problems that we've encountered in the past week, is that the health facilities, or some of the health facilities rather, are difficult to access for both patients and health workers. So health workers have been unable to get into the hospitals because of the fighting, and it's also been difficult for patients to reach. So what we found recently is one of the trauma centers, the main trauma centers for Tripoli, was virtually abandoned because of the fighting in Abu Salim area. The fighting had cut off access to the hospital for the wounded and also for health workers. However, there were the two patients that were inside the hospital in the intensive care unit, many of them gunshot wounds, with a group of five nurses, medical workers, that were doing their best to take care of them. They've been cut off from the rest of the city, with limited supplies, limited food. And we managed last night to access the facility, even while fighting was going on around it, to evacuate some of the most critical cases. It represents is the challenges facing health facilities in Tripoli. Access to health facilities shouldn't be as complicated as this. It should be open for patients to be able to reach health facilities. It should be possible for medical workers to be able to reach health facilities. This hasn't been the case in some health facilities, and it's been an issue. What it has also meant is that many of the other health facilities have had an extra burden. This trauma center hasn't been able to see the kinds of cases that it's able to deal with very well. The wounded have been channeled into other health facilities, which has left them extremely stretched.
Do you get the impression that the situation in the hospitals is improving or is likely to improve over the next couple of days?
It's likely to improve if there's a response to the current challenges facing the shortage of health workers in many of the health facilities, shortage of supplies. As I said, some health workers can't reach their work. If these issues are addressed and responded to, then absolutely improvement in the situation. What's important to keep in mind is that Tripoli was facing a lot of challenges before the current crisis. Before the last few days and months, there's been shortages of medical supplies because of the sanctions imposed on Libya. Many health workers had left the country because of the problems. So it's a problem that goes back beyond the events of the past week. Now we do need to respond to the extra load that's facing the Tripoli health facilities in terms of the numbers of wounded in hospitals, but also not only the wounded there. Other emergency cases don't stop in a crisis like this. They continue to happen. Women have complicated deliveries, pediatric cases, things like this. So there's absolutely necessary to see and also to relieve a bit of the pressure on the medical workers who are quite overstretched. I've been speaking to surgeons who have been operating on patients for up to 4 days constantly without a break. There's been an incredible response from medical staff in Tripoli to this crisis. There's a complete collapse in the health system. There's an incredible response and solidarity with patients from the health community. But there is a need for support.
Yes. Okay, Jonathan Whistle, thank you very much.